back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And in today's broadcast, we will continue our fellowship on the matter of the meetings of the church. The church is God's heart's desire. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. But this church that the Lord loves is expressed in the practical meetings of the church. If there are no meetings of the church, there's no practical church life. There is no practical expression of the church. So, brothers and sisters, if we say that we love the church, if we love God's heart's desire, then we must love, attend, and support the meetings of the church. And the most important meeting of the church is the Lord's table meeting. This is the meeting that was established by the Lord himself on the night before he was crucified. Almost his final act in his ministry and in his life on the earth, to establish the Lord's table meeting. We find this in Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. They read like this, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father.' And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." The reason that we say that the Lord's table meeting is the most important meeting of the church is because it was instituted by the Lord himself. And in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, Paul says, "And having given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. This do unto the remembrance of me.'" In verse 25, "Similarly also the cup, after they had dined, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant established in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, unto the remembrance of me.'" In both verses, it says, "This do." This is the Lord's commissioning and command. "This do." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you declare the Lord's death until he comes." So not only the Lord instituted this meeting, he also told us that we should continue to have this meeting until he comes back. Brothers and sisters, the Lord's table meeting is the first meeting, the most important meeting of the church. So we should present our bodies every week on the Lord's Day, on the first day of the week, to celebrate the Lord's table. In the early days of the church, we can see in the book of Acts that the brothers and sisters, they gathered every day to break bread. Every day they would get together to celebrate the Lord's table. Eventually, in the epistles, especially in 1 Corinthians 16, we can see that the church settled on having the Lord's table on the Lord's Day. So the Lord's Day is, from the example in the New Testament, the day that we should come together to break bread, to celebrate the Lord's table. Or I should say, at least on the Lord's Day, we should celebrate the Lord's table together. One principle that I'd like to point out here is with regard to the matter of the Lord's Day, what people commonly call Sunday. Lord's Day is the first day of the week. Lord's Day implies the Lord's resurrection. It is the day of the Lord's resurrection. As believers, as Christians, we really should not refer to the first day of the week as Sunday. Actually, the source of calling this day Sunday is related to idol worship. We're not those who worship the sun. We worship the Lord Himself, and the first day of the week belongs to Him. It's too bad that throughout the ages, and especially in the modern time, this first day of the week is devoted so much to entertainment and to the fulfillment of the lust of the flesh and is totally for the self. But we as believers, we should offer this day to the Lord. It is the day of the Lord. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord for the Lord's Day. And on the Lord's Day, we set aside the time to come together with the church to celebrate the Lord's table. The Lord's table is rich with significance. Actually, these two simple symbols, a loaf of unleavened bread and some product of the vine in a cup, these two symbols have so much significance. I feel that only the divine mind could initiate something so rich and significant out of two simple symbols. I hope that our appreciation for the Lord's table can be enriched in these days. Saints, these two symbols, the bread and the cup, they imply so much. The bread, on one hand, signifies the physical body of the Lord Jesus that was broken for us as He suffered, especially on that last night and on the day of His crucifixion. How He suffered. He really was broken for us. Actually, He lived a life of suffering, even from His being rejected at birth and being born in a manger through His whole life, but especially from the time of the Garden of Gethsemane until He was on the cross on Calvary. How He suffered and how He was broken for us. He really poured Himself out. And the breaking of the bread symbolizes His being broken on the cross. On one hand, by us and for our sins. On the other hand, by God who judged Him on our behalf. And then the cup with the product of the vine, whether it has grape juice or wine, that symbolizes the blood. The blood, separate from the body, symbolizes death. And we receive the Lord's blood, and we receive the accomplishment of the pouring out of His blood for our sins. How rich, how meaningful. And then the cup itself, in which the product of the vine is, this symbolizes a portion. A cup in the Bible is a portion. He took the cup of wrath on our behalf so that we today could enjoy the cup of blessing. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord for the bread and for the cup. I do hope, brothers and sisters, that week by week, as we are in the Lord's table meeting, we would spend a little time to consider the significance of these symbols, and we would be touched in our heart and worship the Lord for all that He went through and for all that He has become to us. As I mentioned, on one hand, the bread signifies His physical body. On the other hand, His bread also symbolizes His mystical body, the body of Christ. He is the one grain that fell into the ground and died, and He produced many grains, and now these many grains have been blended together into one loaf. So it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. So actually, brothers and sisters, you and I are symbolized there in the bread, because we are members of the body, so we're members of this one bread. So this shows that when we come to the Lord's table, we need to be one with every member of the body of Christ. That's what we're testifying by receiving this bread. So you can see, on one hand, the bread signifies his physical body. On the other hand, his mystical body. And then the cup, the product of the vine within the cup, symbolizes his blood poured out for sin. The cup itself symbolizes our portion. How rich, how all-inclusive these simple symbols are. Actually, all of God's economy is found in these two symbols. Because the bread signifies his physical body, then that implies his incarnation and his human living. Then, in the breaking of the bread and the product of the vine, the blood, this shows his death. But since he now is the bread of life to give us life so that we can become his body, his resurrection is also implied, and his becoming the life-giving spirit is implied, and eventually the church as the body of Christ is also symbolized here. Not only this, but he told us that we should do this until he comes. So this Lord's table is really a bridge between his first coming and his second coming. Oh, and we will celebrate this with him again when he comes back in his kingdom. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's not a small thing to partake of the Lord's table. How rich and significant the table is. How rich and significant these two simple symbols are. I do hope that through this brief fellowship, you could have at least a little more appreciation for the Lord's table meeting. And I do hope that we would come to the Lord's table meeting with a proper attitude, even with a kind of expectation or anticipation, that we would come and we would pour out our love on the Lord and open our mouth to praise him on the first day of the week, on the Lord's day. Oh, I do hope that in every local church, the Lord's table meeting would be appreciated in a fresh way, and the praise in the meeting would be uplifted. There really is so much to say concerning the Lord's table, but I think that's enough for this session. We'll stop here and continue next time. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you accomplished for us. Thank you for giving us these two symbols that we could celebrate the table meeting to remember you in this way. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.